This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly feature of the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The participants here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the charts. I'll go through the stories and the people list quickly, and then let's get at some of the things that have made conversation compelling this week on a lot of the nation's big talk radio programs. That's what Talkers does. They survey the show hosts and the programs and the stations that carry the News Talk format. It's been going on for 29 years now. Every week, 52 weeks a year, the charts. This happens to be the week of May the 9th to the 13th at number 10. A continuing conversation about the climate and what's going on with the wildfires at number 9. Immigration problems. Number 8, crime and punishment, in a manner of speaking. Number 7, what's going on with Twitter? Is he or isn't he? We'll talk about that. January 6th, that same old, still at in the countdown at number 6. The politics of votes and what's going on with people like Rand Paul. We'll get to that. The COVID situation is number 4. Economy is 3. The war is 2. And the situation with Roe v. Wade and the discussion of abortion rights is number 1 this week. On the people list, Xi Jinping on the 10th position. Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Joe Manchin at 6. Dr. Oz at 5. Trump is 4. Zelensky's 3. Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. One of the things that I found most compelling when we go back to number 10 this week, I've been looking at what's in the last 24 hours become a huge story, and maybe that's why I attach it to number 10, but I think it belongs, it has its own spot, and that is the revelation of the black hole in our galaxy. Have you seen this, ladies, this huge black hole?
Yeah, I saw something spinning around.
Yeah,
it's, I think it lives under my couch. Isn't that where it is?
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's where all the socks go when you do laundry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the most powerful black hole the universe has ever seen or followed. It is 4 million times the size of our sun, created around a hole, basically. And this is what makes it so amazing, because we can't really, I don't even imagine something that's this enormous.
And what's then on the other side?
Well, that's the question. What is on the other side? What's in the hole? As more gas and things that it's the decomposition of what the universe has used to compose planets and stars, the suns, the way the heat comes from, the light comes from. And so this big hole is in the middle of our galaxy, but it's so far away, it's like 4 billion light years, and it's in our galaxy. Remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a month or so ago, I posted a picture of what the new telescope is. There was the Webb telescope, isn't it? The named after the fellow that ran the space program for a good number of years. So this thing has taken a shot of our galaxy and of sort of the known universe. And you see how little, how tiny our galaxy is, and yet the galaxy is so big, it has this big black hole in the middle of it, and into this hole gets sucked planets and sun. The galaxy is full of solar systems like ours, and they just get sucked into this black hole. And then they come out on the other side, in a manner of speaking, because the gases reform, and that's how new planets start. Are you following me? The reason I bring it up is because there are those who think that even though this is that far away, what goes on with these suns affects our climate, or the climate, the influence of all of this stuff traveling around in space, and how it bombards you know, planet is the sun, which is 93 million miles away from us, you'd think, okay, how's that going to influence our weather? But the sun, the storms, if you look at the surface of the sun, are so tremendous, so huge, that they do. They affect everything from our weather to satellite distribution of radio programs like this, how your cell phone works, how anything that's electric works around this. It's, I find it fascinating. Am I leaving everybody in the dust with this discussion?
No, well, I think it's really interesting.
I think it'd be interesting to if we ever had some sort of technology that, you know, where you could really fly into a black hole and really see what's in there.
Right.
I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, sounds like you come out though, don't you die in there?
Even if you turn around and come back, if it's like a drone or something,
back
just
up.
To see what it looks like.
Like wrong turn. Sorry, I'm gonna flip a Yui here.
Right, exactly.
Well,
what's notable is that we have a picture of it. You know, that's what's really making the news this week is that there's actually an image of this black hole. And, I mean, it doesn't look like much but a big blob, but it looks pretty fiery and crazy.
Well, there's no light there. That's why it looks like a blob. The image shows the shadow of the hole, but not the hole itself. And then you look back. Imagine, though, 4 million times the size of our sun. That is really, you just can't imagine it. Frank, now, how do we have the technology is another thing. It's 27,000 light years away from our planet. And we are, and this is in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. Can you imagine what else is out there? That's the thing. And how does it affect us? Maybe it
makes the whole idea of Star Wars where they just hop from planet to planet, you know, in different galaxies. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes it really a little more interesting and maybe even plausible.
Is this real? Yeah, right, exactly. Is this real? Okay, number two this week, the war. 1,000 civilian bodies were found in Kiev this week. This area occupied by the Russians. There are a lot of people looking around trying to investigate. I don't know what they're investigating. These people were executed by the Russians. What else do you need to know? We have this war that's continuing.
Well, they have to gather evidence for war crimes.
They're starting to do trials.
The first one was that one Russian soldier who was, I think he's in his early 20s. They captured him, and he shot and killed a guy, an older man who was just riding his bicycle.
Yeah.
And he basically executed him. So he's in custody. He's the first one to face trial.
There are, according to a telegram story this morning, the Ukrainian military is looking for some of the other troops that have done what you just described. But apparently there's a Russian general who's come into Ukraine who is going after some of the soldiers who are defecting, who don't want to advance, who are just not doing their job according to the Kremlin. And this commander, the commander is apparently is brutal. He is not afraid of shooting soldiers that don't do their job. Apparently, the soldiers just have stopped. And one of the things that's going on here is that the company commanders even are reluctant to move. So the Russians, because of this and a manpower shortage in the theater of war to begin with, they are sending in their commander. This thing is unwinnable. And they're never going to, with Putin alive, they're never going to admit to that. But that's really kind of what's going on. The Ukrainians have done what no one thought they could do. And so now the Russians are sending in people to either threaten the soldiers to do their job or to kill them or send them back to Russia and put them in jail if they don't do
this. This is what we kind of talked about on the DJV show this week, and it's been, you know, that's been my concern, is that we're now in this prolonged period of just, you know, back and forth. And yes, some wins have happened for Ukraine. They've driven Russia out of Kyiv. They've driven Russia out of Kharkiv, which is the news that happened this week. Russia has indicated that they'd be interested in annexing the East, but then you have to ask, is Zelensky going to want to give up the East? And so there are a lot of questions, and if you stay in this prolonged period, you know, Ukraine will run out of resources, so then the rest of the world is compelled to continue to donate money, and I understand that. But then at what cost to the world economy? And Vladimir Putin has even noticed this. He said, look at all these Western countries, it's not just ours, that have now put themselves in peril because they're throwing a lot of money towards Ukraine, and how
Putin's counting on everyone, right? And Putin's counting on the rest of the countries, you know, like, oh well, we're really into it for a couple weeks, but no, now we don't want to spend any more money, we don't want to send any more money, and I think
taking advantage of a weak economy, which is what he did to begin with. That's why he chose now to go into Ukraine, because gas prices were high, the inflation rate was high, the economy was uncertain. He can't go in, and this is something that's really true. When people ask, what could we have done to deter it? If you keep gas prices, if you keep the price of oil about, what, gasoline about 30 to, well, probably about $44 a barrel, there is no way for Putin to invade Ukraine. When gas prices started to go up, it was prime time, because that drives inflation for Putin to go in. So by having one problem that we think is completely unrelated to Russia, it shows that it weakens us as a country, as a world, really, and then he takes advantage of it.
But what caused the increase to begin with? The increase. Why did we stop?
Well, you know, I'll give you my answer. You don't like that answer, but I think, I mean, at least in our country, I think there's been a concerted effort to get away from oil and gas and fossil fuels. And
so, but who's responsible? The bottom line is, who's responsible for the increase? Who decides that instead of $60 a barrel, oil is going to be $75 a barrel?
Well, talk to about the availability in the market.
Right.
Yeah, it's about the availability in the market too, about what's supply and demand. I mean, that's
and another and another part of that, of the supply and demand, is that during the pandemic, in the beginning, no one drove anywhere, and oil companies were left with so much surplus that had been ordered. You know, everything gets ordered like the year before. And so the orders that were just sort of keeping up with, you know, normal demand, no one saw this the global pandemic coming. And so oil companies were left with just all this supply, and there was no demand. And then, so for the next year, for 2021, when orders went in and they started, you know, hedging futures and all the stuff that they do on Wall Street, they cut everything way, way back, and then all of a sudden the demand was there, but the supply wasn't. And so we've had all kinds of issues. It's been like following the bouncing ball. And so, yeah, when you combine that, and then prices went up, and Jen's right, and that's exactly why Putin chose the time that he did. And Ukraine's sort of been the X factor.
18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, a point in this hour, and every hour actually of the DJV program, where we pay attention, not that we don't always pay attention to our listeners, people who are responding to various questions that we may pose on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. One of the questions that Jay asked this week, for those of you who wanted to comment on the biggest news stories, which one do you think is number one? And Margaret, is it Pulo? Would you pronounce her name that way? Something.
Yeah, Pulo, probably, yeah. Something like that. She's with everybody else. Out of control crime and violence in American cities. I think there are a lot of people that are focused on that. Certainly in certain cities where you just don't feel that safe to even go outside anymore.
And that's why it's number eight this week on the countdown. All right, who else? Laura Jackson.
Laura Jackson says the cost of living, also a good one. It's gone up 8%. We're only getting 2% cost of living raises. She says literally going in the hole 6% this year. How does our president explain this? And this is what a lot of people are dealing with, the real life problems, right? I call them the quality of life issues, where if you do exactly what you did last year and you did it this year, it's going to cost you $5,200 more so far into this year. And that's a huge amount of money. Costs are up on everything from food to travel to gasoline. And that's
but if you're not getting if you're only getting a 2% cost of living raise, you need to, I mean, that's not the president's fault. No president can change what the cost of living raise will be. So you need to take that up with your employer. I mean,
is based on employers, but I mean, truly what's happening right now, there's no explaining away the fact that inflation is real, it's high. It was 2.5%
but I'm saying
when
that
Trump
this
left
is
office, it's 8.5% under Biden.
Well, 2 years into a pandemic, obviously.
It impacts the most vulnerable of us. So it's a tax, it's really a tax on the middle class and on the poor.
That's why I'm saying this is now a great time to be an employee. This is an employee's market. And so if a 2% cost of living raise is all your company's going to give you,
go work somewhere else.
Start shopping around for a better job, because there are signing bonuses you can get. I mean, there are companies. Well, but there are a lot of companies who are willing to pay more for
that. It's hard. I guess.
Well, I think the cost of living is actually up more than 8%, frankly. You look across the board, and that's why I've suggested this week more than once when it
comes
to food. Our
rent went up 6% this year. So right there, that's huge.
The ability to go to a local farm to get your produce, at least you're not paying them to ship the stuff in, which is what the grocery stores are doing, and it's local and it's fresh, or something to take advantage of. Tim Lowe says what about the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court leak? He says it's just a coincidence that it occurred before a midterm election cycle, right? Sharon Jakobek said, all the money going to Ukraine while our country is dying, enough already. That was what Rand Paul said this week. That's one of the trending stories this week, that he tried to block some of the aid that's going to Ukraine.
Well, he did block that $40 billion Ukraine.
Well, temporarily. It'll still move through, but a temporary block. Yeah.
And what did he say? What's his reason?
That you can't help Ukraine by killing the United States.
That's
well, at some point, right, if this just keeps going the way that it is and it's a stalemate, at some point something has to change, right? Either NATO decides we're all going in and we're just going to start bombing the crap out of Russia, or, I mean, at some point something has to change. We can't just stay in this pattern.
That's for sure. Can't keep going around and around. We can't sustain the cost of petroleum, not only here in our country, but elsewhere around the world. The discussion of our price, cost of living increase is part and parcel of that whole thing. Cannot be sustained. Something has to be done. All right, let's see where the leadership is. That's the question. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch, give your work truck a boo-boo. Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Princess Cruises recently launched its newest ship, Discovery Princess. The vessel will mark her inaugural season alongside 5 other Princess Cruises ships as it sets sail this summer for a full season of Alaskan cruising. John Padgett, President, Princess Cruises.
Princess Cruises is the largest player in Alaska, and so it has the most experiences to offer because it's partnered with the local destinations, the local providers of excursions. So when you do a Princess Cruise in Alaska, you can guarantee you're getting the best experiences available in that marketplace.
Offerings include 12 unique itineraries to choose from, 5 glacier viewing experiences, and visits to Juneau, Skagway, and Ketchikan. Your trip to the last frontier is closer than you think.
There's no place in the world that you can see the most beautiful wildlife, you can see incredible scenery, and experience authentic Main Streets all in one vacation.
To book your trip to Alaska, go to princess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10 people are dead and 3 others injured following a shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket on Saturday. The FBI is investigating the attack as a racially motivated hate crime. Sheriff of Erie County John Garcia saying he wants to highlight law enforcement's quick response.
The bravery by the Buffalo police officers to engage an individual with a vest, an assault rifle, with handguns. I can just not say enough about their actions.
The 18-year-old suspect was arraigned on first-degree murder charges. He pled not guilty. His next court appearance is set for Thursday. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Goldman Sachs Senior Chairman Lloyd Blankenfein suggested consumers and businesses should get ready for a recession just in case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Inflation is coming for your bag of potato chips. Newly released data shows the cost of potatoes is up more than 7% from the same time last year, and the cost of a bag of chips is up 10%. While grocery store costs continue to skyrocket, farmers are struggling to grow food to meet the demand. Lad Wallen is a potato farmer in Idaho, and he tells Fox News he's about had it with all these supply chain issues due to the pandemic.
The supply chain, we're done with it. We're just ready to get past this. And from both perspectives, from a grower and a processor, I mean, same thing, oil, cooking oil, key ingredients, supply chain has just been disrupted. Prices have increased. We're ready to be done. We're ready to get on, but it's a very difficult situation that we're in right now.
The House Committee for the January 6th attack on the Capitol building has issued subpoenas for five Republican members of Congress, including Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
We got record crime, record inflation, moms who can't get baby formula, other moms who are being, the counterterrorism measure of the government, DOJ is coming after them, and this ridiculous partisan committee is doing the things that they're doing. Maria, there's a reason 7 out of 10 of our fellow citizens think the country is on the wrong track.
Subpoenas have also been issued for Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Andy Biggs, Scott Perry, and Mo Brooks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts that are generated by Talkers Magazine every week. You can check it out at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. Let me go back to, with you ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. Jay is off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. The Roe v. Wade leak and conversation about that. That's the number one item this week, and I was looking at some of the comments from some of our listeners, like Tonya Reese saying part of the conversation ought to be focused on birth control, like more men getting vasectomies since they are reversible. Not a bad comment,
there's
frankly.
There's flawed logic in that, though, because vasectomies should not be considered reversible, and they're not, and it's not even a guarantee that they are. So, like, I've been seeing that a lot, but, like, again, we have a major lack of knowledge when it comes to how our bodies work, and a lot of doctors are like, okay, hello, when you get a vasectomy, it is with the understanding that it is irreversible. So
I know men who have had them reversed, however.
You can have, there is a possibility,
it's just not always successful.
It's not not successful. It has
I don't know
success
that that's
rate.
The issue here, though. I think the issue is...
Well, I think her point, Tanya's point.
I get her point about birth control, but we also have to be, like, you know, informed about how we talk about birth control.
Well, I think she's also making the point that she wants it to be about men, not just about women, right?
Mm-hmm. Helen Tarr says this would never have been a discussion of some people if they had not pushed full-term abortion. You can't decide in the first 16 weeks, then abortion should not be an option. Unfortunately, it's become a very common type of birth control. Tammy Grieve writes to our social media, if a woman must give birth to a baby she doesn't want, it'll be raised without love, maybe ignored or abused. If given up for adoption, it may grow up. I grew up in an orphanage knowing nobody wanted him. I guess I'm not sure what that means, but at any rate, she says better not to be born. I understand that there were so many different... This is the problem, or this is the opportunity. It's like pretty much everything else. Not everybody agrees. And so, but why is it somebody else's business what you do with your body? You can say, well, I'm protecting the rights of the unborn.
Well, I think that that's sort of like a... kind of, it's sort of flimsy, especially later in pregnancy, because I understand, and I think, who was it, Helen Tarr, who said, you know, if you're going to get an abortion, do it early on. I think that's where the appetite is for most people this country.
Yeah.
The problem is that the people who are running things, the far left, and they voted on it this week, and Senator Schumer, I would have never thought I'd be calling him a far leftist, but that's what he's acting like. I mean, they pushed a bill. They were trying to codify, or so they said, Roe versus Wade, but this bill expanded abortion up until the time of birth. And so then I'd ask you this question. When does the rights of the body that's being born count? Because you also have a child who could survive on their own being killed by the person who's delivering that child. And that's not okay. That is extreme. And it's murder. If you don't need the mother as a vessel anymore, then what's the difference between killing someone, killing a baby at 9 months and killing a baby that's been born for 3 months? There's a big difference. Our society treats it differently.
Pretty amazing how this goes back and forth. It really is. All right, let's move to number 7 this week. Elon Musk says Twitter, the deal to buy it is temporarily on hold because he's trying to figure out what. What's the... fake accounts, apparently.
I don't know. I think that's a very... He claims that it's on hold because he says that he wants to prove that less than 5% of the accounts are bots. And that's been his assessment from the beginning.
I don't know what that means. What is it?
Well, because there are a lot of fake bot accounts.
What is a bot account?
It's an automated, it's not real. It's an automated,
it's not a real person.
It's like a, it's not a real person. It's a computer-driven account. And so,
it's how they, when they say like Russia interferes Russian bots, they typically set up these things where they try to change sentiment by putting out massive amounts of the same message.
So like, and they sit in these bot farms. Right. So all these people work and they sit in bot farms. Like imagine huge call centers, but they're programming bots and they're sending out tweets through these fake bots and that you get lots of followers who are bots. I mean, it's a whole big thing. Anyway, I think this is a massive excuse. And from what everyone's saying now on Wall Street, I mean, I don't even know if this whole sale is going to go through with Twitter. I would not be surprised if this implodes.
Conversely, I think, and there's a possibility that this isn't going through. There always has been. But one of the things that Elon Musk, and he started this firestorm on Friday morning just with a simple tweet that said that the Twitter purchase is temporarily on hold because he wants details about the platform's estimate about fake accounts. So you liken this, and someone on television this morning gave this example. If you say, I'm going to pay this amount for 100 eggs, and then you say, how many of those eggs could be broken? And the person who sells them says, well, about 5% of those eggs, and then you get them home when you find that actually 35% of the eggs are broken, then you know that you're not getting the deal. He's already paying a super high price for Twitter, and so there's a possibility that he's using this as a negotiation tool to try to get the price
down.
Misrepresenting themselves as having more accounts than they do.
All right, let's move to number 3, the economy and the appointment of Jerome Powell to a second term, whether this affects... This is... Who's sitting in the chair This is probably, I think this job's more important than the presidency, frankly.
Yeah, and the fact that he hadn't been confirmed yet, I mean, what is going on with Washington? It's like, I mean, look, I understand it. Maybe some people like him, some people don't. I don't really care about Jerome Powell, but somebody needs to be in that position because we've got a real problem with our economy, with inflation rates. You need someone.
So there wasn't really any, though. That's the that's a good question because the vote was 80 to 19.
Really. Yeah, no, he's not a controversial figure. Right?
Yeah. So is there just nothing getting done? That's the question. Other examples, talking about inflation and the cost of inflation, airfares up almost 20% this past month.
Don't we know it, as we all fly to L.A.?
Yeah, right.
The most expensive flight of my life.
Very expensive.
Is it? Was it really expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very expensive now. It's twice what it was. It used to be... three for me to go back and forth from LA to Boston, $350, $380. It's now easily $800, and all the flights are full. And that's the other thing where people got to be looking back into their credit card.
They keep cutting so many flights, so naturally the ones that are left are full because they've just got a shortage with all kinds of stuff. United has a shortage with planes. JetBlue has a shortage of pilots. I mean, everyone's got a shortage somewhere.
Delta has a serious problem. My sister was a flight attendant. She retired during the pandemic, and they gave her a couple $100,000. So many people took it. Now they're in a real hole. They're in a real jam because they shouldn't have let so many people retire. They should have done something else, and they realize that now. And my sister said, I wish I hadn't retired, frankly, because she misses it. And so it was the easy, quick grab for a few bucks, but then at the end of the day, both sides have made a lot of mistakes here because it's very expensive to hire and train new people, and there is such a demand, as we've talked about before here, on, you know, if you don't like the fact you're getting a 2% cost of living raise, go find another job. There are plenty of people, look, there are more jobs than there are people. People are just moving from one thing to the next. The airline business is one of the most secure because once you get in, they keep you in with the perks, much as anything else. So when you look at the surging airfares, price of jet fuel, this is going to affect transportation for quite a long time, frankly. And then, as you were suggesting, Victoria, airlines like United, they've suspended routes. JetBlue has, Alaska, Southwest, number of summer flights have been canceled because they can't. They don't have the pilots. They don't have the crew. The airline United has tried to bring back its Boeing 777s. They've been grounded for over a year because of not only the pandemic, but because one of their planes, the engine blew up over Denver. Remember that? Back in February.
I don't remember that, but I believe it happened. I just don't remember. But, the pandemic is 2 years of a blur.
Yeah, well, that's kind of true. All right, let's talk about COVID here in our moments that remain, because there are a lot of things that are happening. It's number four this week on the countdown. Deaths from COVID are on the rise again. There are 365 daily deaths this past week, the average was. And this is, you know, after there have been a number of weeks of decline. Is it Omicron? Is it other? There were 77,000 new daily cases over the last week. That's up almost twice what it was the week before. Why? What's going on? The cases around me here in the Northeast, that's where they're higher. Fellow that runs the COVID department of the National Institute of Health says that the U.S. will be increasingly vulnerable to the virus this fall if Congress doesn't swiftly approve new funding for vaccines. Why the hell should Congress be funding it? The drug companies are making kajillions. Let them do the research.
Well, they won't.
They're the ones
going to
make
the
money.
They won't do it, though.
Somebody needs to hold their feet to the fire. Why aren't they doing it? Because it's like the chicken and the egg. They know we'll do it. The taxpayer will pay for it. Why should they do it? That's the thing. They should be the ones doing this. It's their business. And so, what are we going to have? I think that Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors associated with the DGV program on DGV Health, has been very outspoken when it comes to this, thinking that people should wait until the fall And I've heard this from a lot of doctors.
For a booster or for
For a
what?
Booster. Yeah, for a booster shot. For the second booster shot. Getting it now is pretty much meaningless because they aren't lasting. Some of the research suggests that booster shots only last 6 weeks. 8 weeks.
Well,
so,
and, you know, not to play devil's advocate here, but the new study that came out this week is that 40% of COVID deaths are of the vaccinated now. So it's like, is it
yeah.
even, you
yeah.
know, what's the point? Maybe it needs to get better to match what variants are out there.
Mm-hmm. 15 states have reported 10 or fewer new cases, though. It's interesting, again, back to where you are, because if you're in Alabama,
those
Arizona.
Are cycles.
Right?
Like
yeah,
it hit,
right.
hit the Northeast really hard and fast in the beginning. California
yeah.
was in the beginning. And then it slowly made its way down to the South. Now it's the South is getting better, and the Northeast is now in another up cycle. I mean, right now it's twice as bad to be in New Jersey where I am than it is in L.A. And that's like it's I just looked at the numbers, you know, from Brown University, which does a fantastic job of keeping track of all the numbers. And it's unbelievable how it's like twice as risky to be in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where I am on the shore, than it is to be in Los Angeles, a major city. It's wild. It's just
interesting. The discussion of masks and wearing them is back once again. I saw somebody, you know who Patti LuPone is?
Sure. Yeah. Broadway legend.
Star. Yeah, right. She apparently went off on people going into the theater that are not wearing masks.
Well, everybody drops their mask down below their nose, and she's upset
yeah.
by that because that's
mm-hmm.
what the rule is. If you're going to go to see a Broadway show, you got to have your mask on. That's
yeah.
the rule.
Yeah.
Don't go to the show if you don't want to wear a mask.
There it is. If you can't wear a mask, don't go into the black hole. That's probably a different story.
Nobody wants to make Patti LuPone mad.
No. Heavens, no. All right, so there it is. Our thoughts about the charts, the info, the ladies of the DJV program here at 48 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for us to do the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this past week. As according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with an entree to number five, which is a discontinuation of something from Apple.
Yeah, pour one out for the iPod. So the iPod Touch, which is the final version of iPod after 20 years.
We'll drink to this? Is that pour one out? Does that mean... We'll drink to that. Is that what that means? Pour one out.
Pour one out is more like. Never mind. It's just a tribute. Yes. Anyway. So after 20 years, the iPod has been discontinued. The iPod Touch is the most recent version of it. As Apple has noted, the first iPod came out over 20 years ago. The original model was basically just a portable music player. But as iPhones have become a camera and a portable music player and a film studio all in one, there are a lot of things that have become obsolete because of it. And, of course, that has happened to the iPod. No one needs to carry a second device when you've already got your smartphone for everything else that you need.
Right. All right, number four, Google Chrome. What's going on with that?
Google's adding a feature to their Chrome autofill system called virtual card numbers, and this is going to let you hide your credit card or debit card number while making purchases online. Google says that the feature will help make it easy to securely buy things on websites that don't support options like Google Pay or Apple Pay. And it's basically the same experience as using Chrome autofill to enter in your credit card details, but this has an added layer of security. So if you give your card number to a vendor and they abuse it, you've got a lot of rigmarole to go through, calling the bank, you know, getting a new card, new numbers, all that. That will not happen now if you use Google's virtual cards, because these are one-and-done transactions, and the vendor can't do anything, you know, with your information. So this is going to be rolling out at first with Capital One credit cards. So if you have a Capital One card and you use Google Chrome, you can start right away. And they're adding support for Visa, Amex, and MasterCard is coming soon.
Number three on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week
is a focus on a new device from AT&T. Is that what this is?
No, this is the new 911 routing system. So you don't have to do anything. This doesn't require you to buy anything or do anything differently. AT&T is the first carrier to deploy the location-based routing for 911 calls. This is a new feature that allows AT&T to transmit wireless emergency calls to the correct call center based on where you're making the call from. So if you're on your cell phone and you're stuck on the side of a highway somewhere and you call 911, in the past, all of these calls would bounce off the nearest cell tower. And so that could be up to a 10-mile radius of how far away the call actually lands. Now, with this new system, they're going to be able to accurately know where you are within 50 meters of where the call was placed. And so this is starting, this is already live now in Alaska, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, Kansas, Illinois, a bunch of other states. Excuse me. They're moving forward with adding the rest of the country, but this is a build-out that they're going, you know, kind of slowly. AT&T said it will add additional regions over the course of the next several weeks, and they expect the whole country will be covered by the end of June. Now, the FCC has gone after Verizon and T-Mobile. They are both working on the same type of system, but for whatever reason, AT&T got out there in front.
Got it. Number two, sanctions on crypto.
The U.S. Department of Treasury has done something that they've never done before. They actually sanctioned an online cryptocurrency tool that was tied to a North Korean hacking group. This is the first time that the Treasury Department has issued sanctions against a cryptocurrency mixer, which can be used for all kinds of illegal things. A North Korean cyber unit called the Lazarus Group is responsible for this. $620 million they stole back in March in cryptocurrency. So it's and they've been laundering this money, and now the Treasury Department has caught on to them and said, you know, no more of that. So it's interesting that everyone's getting into the sanctions game.
Yeah, although I did see some big company this week investing $20 million in Bitcoin. I'm trying to remember who it was, but this is a big, big company, and I'll remember it in a moment after you tell us what's number one this week.
Well, the White House debuted their new program for low-income Internet service plans. 20 Internet service providers have agreed to offer $30 high-speed Internet plans to low-income families, which essentially gives them free service after they qualify for a federal subsidy. This is called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It's ACP. And they're working with Verizon and Comcast and Charter. And if you think about it, what's really sad, 48 million U.S. households qualify for this program. That's how many people do not have Internet in America.
Wow.
So far, almost 12 million have signed up.
59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.